Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Touching on Stage. This fantasy will have you volunteer at a stage hypnosis show, where you may be asked to do things on stage for the audience. Now I hope that you're nice and comfy and in a position to touch should your body desire. You have my permission to let your hands roam freely. But we'll see where this brings us, won't we? Let me begin by sketching the scene. It's a stage show in a not too large venue. There are chairs in front of the stage with the audience spread out, and a simple, normal stage with black curtains all around. A few lights light up the stage itself, with one spotlight on a chair in the center of the stage. The bright light of the spotlight makes the chair seem almost special. Just one single chair. I ask of the audience if there are any volunteers willing to participate. And of course, with some reluctance, you step forward. You're not quite sure if you've seen me before or if this is the first time that you hear my voice. But part of you feels adventurous, curious, just wanting to find out where this could lead you. You never know. This simple step into my domain may be the start of something unimaginable. Fantasies and realities merging. Desires and curiosities exploring. When you step on stage, I simply wave my hand to the chair. I don't ask for your name. Maybe it's just to let the other members of the audience not know who you are. Or maybe it doesn't matter who you are exactly. It just matters that you are here, that you are listening, that you took the step onto the stage. Now, in a moment, I tell you rather than the audience, I am going to show you how to get into trance, how to relax your body and mind, and how to open yourself up to beautiful new possibilities. And once you start that journey, no power on earth can stop you from going into trance. I can see that you're slightly nervous, but also excited. Don't worry. You're not the first person to sit in this chair, and you won't be the last. But I have a feeling that tonight will be special. Are you still willing to participate? A simple nod is enough. I know that you're curious. And I know that a part of you that doesn't often come out is extremely willing to play along. Now, the power of suggestion is something very simple, yet very powerful. In theory, everyone can do it. Of course, it takes some skill and some finesse to use such power wisely and effectively. Tonight I will show you one of the two. Now, just for a moment, settle back, relax, take a deep breath, and let it out. That's right. Enjoy the wonderful feeling of relaxation already spreading through your body. Now take another breath and feel your eyes closing down. And when your eyes close, you can feel your body relax even more. Just shrug your shoulders. Let your arms and hands go loose. And after the shrug, let that feeling of relaxation move through your body. Your back and your chest relaxing. Your stomach going down. And as you are relaxing, you'll notice that your eyes and the little muscles that control your eyelids, they've already become so relaxed that you can't open them. And the less you can open them, the more you relax. The more you listen to my voice and feel me entrance you, entice you and tease you. Now tonight, I'm going to show the audience something special, making you do something you would not ever do, especially in public. Now, part of your mind is nervous, but those nerves are also excited. You stepped onto the stage. Your mind is ready to be guided into places it normally would never, ever dare to go. And the fine line between fantasy and reality can blur with the power of hypnosis. See, your body and mind are already sinking deep as you listen to me, fascinated, connected, controlled. You could easily imagine my fingers just waving in front of your eyes as you stare mesmerized at my hand. And while your eyes are closed, you can feel the shadow of my fingers brushing over your eyes. You notice a slight flickering of light as I play with shadows and your eyes. Every little flicker helps you to go deeper, every little movement keeps you from waking up. And as you become more and more aware of that relaxation spreading through your body, through your hips, melting down through your legs as you almost imperceptibly adjust to let your legs relax deeper, to let your mind flow deeper. You become more and more aware of the quality of that relaxation. You can feel it spreading through the whole of your body, going all the way down to the tiniest tips of your toes, and then relaxing you some more. And even though it's only been a few minutes, we now arrive at that magical part in the show, where all I have to do is just touch your forehead and you will simply drop by my command. Your mind is completely fascinated, hypnotized, tranced. And as deep as you are now, you can go 10 times deeper when I touch your forehead again and tell you to drop. Very good, you're just falling deeper and deeper, and when I do it again, you go 10 times deeper once more. Drop. Being controlled like this is arousing, isn't it? Feeling your body respond to my voice, my touch, my control, is deeply enticing and exciting. Drop. Now every time I make you drop, not only do you go 10 times deeper, but you become aroused. When I tell you to drop, you get more and more aroused. You can slowly feel how your breathing is increasing rather than decreasing. You can feel how your body is becoming more sensitive, how heat is spreading to certain places. Drop. And this is where the real show begins. No matter how much they pay you, you would never ever do anything like this in public. But right here, right now, with me, the powerful hypnotist in control of you, the weak-willed subject, drop. You have no choice but to participate, and that lack of choice is liberating. Exhilarating, arousing. Every time I make you drop, a wave of arousal spreads through your body. The more you are controlled, the more you are hypnotized, the more horny you become, the more deeply desiring you are of touching. But you don't want to do that just yet. Part of you is still aware of the audience sitting in front of you, staring at you, fascinated, completely quiet. Every time I make you drop, your chances to resist diminish. Your mind melts away in a blissful pool of arousal, a whirlwind. Pleasure. You drop on stage, and soon, I promise you, you will be touching on stage. The idea alone excites you. The idea that you're so carefully controlled that I could make you touch in public like this makes you horny. The deeply depraved desire awakened inside of you the notion that I could make you do something like this has a hold of your mind and doesn't let go. You get stuck in a loop of want and need. You want to touch, you need to touch, you don't want to give in, but you need to give in. To give in would feel so good, to surrender would feel so good, to drop feels so good. To drop deeper and deeper in my control, to drop further and further in my domain. You don't have a choice, and your fingers have realized it before your mind has. They've already begun. They've started moving, started obeying. And while part of your mind wants to stop it, a much larger part of your mind just drops into my will. And the arousal is winning. The fact that so many strangers are staring at you slowly touching yourself is winning over your sanity. The insanity of the moment, this fulfillment of an unknown fantasy, is winning. The desire is stronger than your wish to remain innocent. You drop and touch. You can't help but be touching on stage. You are powerless, sitting on a chair in a spotlight, touching on stage. Maybe it is the heat of the light. Maybe I sneakily gave you something that is making you this aroused, or maybe it is just my voice, my control, the power of effective hypnosis. Drop deeper and deeper, touching deeper and deeper, falling. It is so good, so naughty, so wrong, so delicious, so wonderful to be touching on stage. It is bad, it is good, it is wrong, it is right. Your body loves it, your mind submits to it. And only the thin film of sanity that is trying to hold on is vaguely aware of the many unknown eyes staring at you, touching. And you cannot help but continue. Your fingers seek intimacy, they seek more closeness, they just go where they know they are needed. They wrap around form. They fill, they brush, they sneak, and every member of the audience can see exactly what you're doing. Without even realizing, you loosened your clothes just to have easier access. This isn't about being a show. This is pure and simple about your surrender as you drop. As you surrender to that feeling, that fantastic fantasy of touching yourself on stage. Where you are but a simple subject, a victim of an evil hypnotist manipulating you to be depraved and full of desire. You can feel it rising, you can feel it traveling through your body, the desire to touch, the desire to even, possibly, get a release. But not yet. You want to drop deeper, you want to drop further, letting yourself fall into that wonderful state of total abandonment to any culture, any propriety. Right now you are simply a subject, a horny, aroused, depraved, touching on stage subject. Only vaguely aware of the audience staring at your desire, at your moans, at your gasps, at your movements, at every little thing you do as you get hornier and hornier, closer and closer. But you cannot orgasm. You're so deep, you've dropped so far that you know that you need me to say it. You want me to say it. You want me to give you that word, that command that pushes you over the edge, that lets you explode in front of all these people, that lets you orgasm before this audience. Because right now you're merely touching on stage, but you wanted to go one step further, one step beyond just this. You want so badly, so intensely, so much. You want. Yes, you want. You crave, you need, you desire to come. And all those little sounds that are normally so private, so hidden, they come out. All those movements that would never be seen by anyone else but those you are intimate with. Touching on stage, being displayed, being controlled so deep that your most sacred moment is laid bare. And it just makes you hotter, hornier. You surrender to the feeling you're edging for me. And in front of everyone, with every single audience member staring almost breathlessly, I start counting down. 10. Let it build up. 9. Surrender to the pleasure. 8. Let everything become pleasure. 7. As you dance right there on the edge. 6. So very close, just waiting for me to say it. 5. Letting go of all pretense. 4. Just wonderfully touching on stage. 3. No more shame. 2. No more thoughts. 1. Right there on the edge. And come. Yes, come. Let it all out. So good. So intense. So. echoes of your orgasm pull through your body. You hear a very soft applause. Hesitantly, the audience claps softly as to not break the spell. When your eyes slowly flutter open, you see the blushes. You hear the gasps. And yet, there's only one thing on your mind right now. Because you've just gotten an immense, wonderfully intense orgasm. And after something that special, there's only one thing you can do. You look at me and you say thank you. As I reach out, taking your hand as I lead you off the stage, you stand up slightly shakily, but with a very, very big smile. As I lead you back to the only empty seat in the audience, I smile as I ask for the next volunteer. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake, and welcome back.